Shopify grows your business no matter how far or big you grow. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Whether you're selling your fans' next favorite shirt or an exclusive piece of podcast merch, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/income, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/income now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
You are listening to the Next Best Picture podcast, and this is Brendan Hodges' interview with the composer for Evil Does Not Exist, Aiko Ishibashi.
Thank you so much for joining me today. I want to start by asking how Evil Does Not Exist began as a multimedia kind of concert project between you and the director Hamaguchi, but for a concert that then kind of evolved into a narrative feature, I'm wondering, what did you first have in mind for the project when you approached him after your collaboration on Drive My Car?
The idea first came from a promoter who suggested doing a live performance with company visuals. I think that person was thinking of a live performance with some abstract images. But for myself, when I thought about the possibility of touring and performing along with these images that I would have to do numerous times, I thought that rather than an abstract visuals, it might be better or more interesting to have a narrative work accompanying my music, something where if I had to perform it multiple times, I wouldn't get sick of doing it, a project that I could do and keep enjoying. When I worked with Hamaguchi on Drive My Car, it was an experience that I really enjoyed. And I also think that a lot of his past works were quite musical in nature. So in terms of this collaboration, I thought that he would be a really interesting person to work with. That's why I approached him.
Sure, that makes sense. And I'm wondering then, how did your working relationship evolve for Evil Does Not Exist and that collaboration process? Because I did read that there was a long gestation period. There was a lot of kind of iterative back and forth about what the project could be. Walk me through what that process was in discovering what Evil Does Not Exist would be, what Gift would become, all of that sort of stuff.
そうですね、まあ、これは本当に長い話になるので簡単に言いますと、まあ、最初その、まあ、お互いの考えていることをやり取りしてこう 自分たちがこう、まあ、全く何を作るのかわからないまま こう手紙のやり取りみたいな形で。
So it's a bit of a long process, but I'll start as simply as I can. In the beginning, as you said, we did have a back and forth in which we would correspond about what we were mutually thinking about. We both did not know what we were going to make or how we were going to make it, but we had this exchange over like letters over email where he would say what he was thinking, I would say what I was thinking. We had this exchange. Some of the themes or two of the themes that we were thinking about were the memories of land. And then the second one would be garbage in cities, things like that. So I made a demo, he made a demo. I thought that his was, it was a very musical demo project that he had created, and almost too much so. So I said to him, I think it would be better if you made something more along the lines of what you usually make, your typical kind of work.
その後に浜口さんが悪は存在しないの脚本を書き上げて撮影に入ったと。でもその時はまだ
in terms of how things went from there, Hamaguchi wrote the script for Evil Does Not Exist. He began filming. He still had the intention of creating a silent film, but when he began filming, he found the actors' performances to be so incredible that he decided he would make it into a feature film. So as a result, I excuse me, I created music with strings for that, and I completed the music for Evil Does Not Exist. Following that, we had an editor named Mamazaki who was working on Gift. And once I saw that version, the edited version, I began to work on the music for Gift.
Okay, wow. So I have to ask about the music specifically, because Evil Does Not Exist is full of all these kind of rich opposites. It's serene and beautiful, but it's also incredibly angry and tense, and you absolutely feel that tension in the music. So I was wondering what the process was for you in finding the sound for the film, which, as you mentioned, often deals with strings. There's some electronic elements in there as well. How did all that come to be?
そうですね。まあ、実際にその撮影が行われた場所が私が住んでいる場所というのもあって、で、まあ、その時は冬だったんですね。で、まあ、すごく厳しい寒さなんですね、そこの、場所は。なので、まあ、そういった寒さというものが自分の音楽に。
So part of it, I think, is the fact that it was filmed in the place where I live, close to where I live, and the filming took place in the winter, which is really tough, cold conditions. I think that the climate, that chilly climate, influenced my music. And then, of course, the really beautiful nature that we're surrounded by is something I thought if I could convert that nature into music, into sound, that's what I was trying to do. So it was electronic music. There was a demo of that I was using for inspiration. When the filming was done and I'd seen the edited version, I really felt Hamaguchi's anger. That was something that was palpable to me. And so I was inspired by that, this anger that really came through in seeing the images, and that led to the creation of the theme with the strings.
Okay, wow. I want to pick up on something you said to convert nature into sound, because I read it in another interview that Hamaguchi had done that he said you were very interested in lost landscapes, and Evil Does Not Exist has kind of a remoteness and distance to it that could be incredibly powerful. So what drew you to bring that kind of music to that particular theme?
まあ、私は結構もう昔からその、まあ、例えば満州に関してのアルバムを作ったっていうのはやはり日本がその満州というところにユートピアを求めて、うん
so from a long time ago, I've had interest in these sorts of issues. And when Japan invaded Manchuria, they were looking for a sort of a utopia. Meanwhile, at the same time, they were killing people there, but looking to create an instant country. So this is part of the history that we see not only at that time, but currently all over the world, whether it's Ukraine, Gaza. So again, it's this history in relation to land is something that I've always been very interested in. So that's part of it. But also in my discussions with director Hamaguchi, these are themes that would come up. And we weren't talking about them for the purpose of making a specific work. It was just something that that interested us. This was a theme that has influenced and will continue to influence my work. But I think it was the fact that we shared this interest with these themes that was important.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. And I want to ask about how Hamaguchi's movies often use silence as a dramatic tool, much more so, I think, than many other contemporary directors. You know, I'm thinking of the long car rides in Drive My Car or the many walking through nature scenes in Evil Does Not Exist. And I'm wondering, like, how much do you keep that in mind as you're writing your music? Does that sense of quiet impact the way that you're scoring, things like that?
そうですね。やっぱり私もあの映画にあの音楽は、
For myself as well, for films, I don't think music is something you necessarily need. So I'm a very big fan of the silences that director Hamaguchi uses, particularly in places where maybe there's no music in film where there's sound. It actually it gives an opportunity for the audience or the viewer to really think about the importance of the music or the sound to really have a different perception of it. But yeah, it's not something that should be relied on in film. In terms of our relationship, myself and the director, we really have trust. So that's why I felt comfortable giving him my music. I knew, because he's very strict or particular about how he uses music in terms of what scenes it would be used in, how much of it, how far it would be used. I really could trust in his judgment, and that made me very happy.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I want to ask about the gorgeous opening theme with the strings, which you've already talked about a little bit. But it transforms from eerie to tense to melancholic to calming and then back again. It creates all these different layers of emotion really before the film has even really begun. It almost reminded me of the opening overtures of like a classic 60s movie. What mood were you trying to set with that music?
そうですね。あの曲はあの編集があの悪は存在しない映画版の編集が出来上がった時に、まあ、浜口さんの怒りのようなものを、まあ、静かな怒りのようなものを感じて、
Yes. So in terms of that song, when I saw the edited version of Evil Does Not Exist, I really felt Hamaguchi's quiet anger. It was palpable to me. And this is something that I felt that I had to meet. I had to rise to capture this quiet anger of the director. It was last year in April that I was on a tour in Italy, and I was thinking of, I had inspiration for what I would do. So I made a voice memo. And then when I returned home, I started working on the music. And I was able to get it done pretty quickly. So when I saw the film, it was something that was very seemingly simple but very complicated, in that this title Evil Does Not Exist, but what is evil? We don't know. It's depicting a world where we don't know what evil is. So this is really the inspiration I took for creating the score or the song.
Yeah. It is a film just full of mystery and ambiguity, and that actually kind of goes into something I wanted to ask about, which is Hamaguchi has this reputation, I guess, for making sort of artsy, talky movies. But what's fascinating to me about his films is that beneath that layer, they often almost play as thrillers. And Evil Does Not Exist is part of that, too. It almost plays as a psychological thriller. There's gunshots in the distance, etc. And I've read that you talked about how the great 70s thrillers were a huge influence on you, like Clute or the Parallax View. And your score here is very different from those movies, but I'm wondering how much you kept that sort of thriller element in mind when you were making this film, because it is a very tense film. You often feel a lot of menace, and a lot of that, I think, comes from how your music sets the tone.
Well, 私は結構毎日のように映画を見るんですけど、本当に疲れてる時に見る映画 の種類としていつも、まあ、サスペンスか、mm-hmm. スパイもんか、まあ、サイエンスフィクションかっていうのがあってます。
I watch films pretty much on a daily basis. When I'm really tired, the type of film I like is suspense, spy films, science fiction. Those are the genres that I enjoy. So I do spend a relatively long amount of time watching film, and I would say that this does influence me. And then, as you said earlier, Power Looks View and someone like Michael Small, who made the music for Clued, were also possibly influences.
Okay, sure. We only have time for one more question, and I want to ask. I haven't seen Gift yet, but I'll be at the concert in Chicago in a couple weeks. Very excited for that. And I imagine in your head, they're kind of interrelated but still distinct works. I'm wondering, do you see them as like one big project across mediums? Do you see them as very different things? How do you think about them in your head?
そうですね、全く違うものとして考えてますね。まあ、このギフトっていうのは、まあ、私がまあ映像と音楽の関係をまあ常に考え続けて。
I actually think about them as totally different things. For Gift, of course, this is something, a project that I'm always thinking about, the relationship between the images and the music. But depending on the venue, the size of the screen is completely different. The capacity of how big the audience is going to be is different. And correspondingly, how I react to that, my improvisational performance is going to be different. And I don't know how that's going to turn out until I go to that venue. So that's something that makes this project very interesting. In terms of how I sort of envision it, it's almost like we're in the far future, and the narrative from Evil Does Not Exist has been put into Gift, but it's been reproduced via AI, and I'm with the audience, like on a spaceship, and we're going on this journey together, and it's exciting to see how I will physically react to that.
Okay, wow, that's wonderful. I'm very excited to see the show. Evil Does Not Exist is one of my favorite movies of this year. Congratulations, and thank you for your time today.
I'm looking forward to seeing you. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to Brendan Hodges' interview with the composer for Evil Does Not Exist, Aiko Ishibashi, here on the Next Best Picture podcast. Evil Does Not Exist is now currently playing in limited release from Janus Films and Sideshow. You have been listening to the Next Best Picture podcast. We are proud to be part of the Evergreen Podcast Network, and you can subscribe to us anywhere where you subscribe to podcasts. Be sure to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and let us know what you think of the show. We really appreciate your feedback and your support, which you can also lend on over at Patreon. For $1 minimum a month, you'll get some exclusive podcast content from us. Thank you all so much for listening, as always, and we will see you all next time.
You've watched them in unforgettable adventures, love affairs, and tragedies. Now it's time to hear their own remarkable stories. From the makers of Death of a Rockstar and Death of a Sports Star, this is Death
Ready.
Of a Film Star.
And action.
Starring Heath Ledger, Marilyn Monroe, Chadwick Boseman, Robin Williams, Carrie Fisher, and Bruce Lee. Search for Death of a Film Star in your podcast app. You've seen them tell stories. Now it's time to tell theirs.